Good evening, and welcome to Good Evening, the Alfred Hitchcock Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Shea Mutella, and joining me, as always, are my ever-constant co-hosts. But are they really them, or are they somebody else? Are they another them? Are they them, or are they not them? Chris, hi, how you doing?
I am doing pretty well. I'm concerned that I may not be a me, and instead I'm a them instead of an us. But apart from that, I'm feeling good.
Excellent. Tom, can you please write down your signature here? I believe you've recently added the letter H.
I can only say that if there were two of me, the world would just be a better place.
The world would be a better place if there was two of you?
Yeah, it would be double the Tom.
Yay! And they're like, you know,
I love it.
Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble.
I thought Canadians were supposed to be, like, really humble, like, oh, no, that's fine, you're there. It's like, no, they need three of me.
Excellent. Well, tonight, we're doing something fun. We are continuing our episodes on the Alfred Hitchcock Presents show, and tonight we're talking about The Case of Mr. Pelham, which was originally broadcast on the 4th of December, 1955, and was a part of the first season of the show. Now, as for a summary for the episode, someone is impersonating Albert Pelham. He thinks that his life is being taken over by the double's life. Pelham decides to take action against the double. He changes his bank signature. Unfortunately, the double manages to duplicate it. Finally, at his apartment, Pelham confronts his double. The imposter, however, insists he is the real Pelham. Pelham becomes almost convinced and goes insane. Dun dun dun. Excellent. Now, I think this is a pretty interesting episode of the show, but it's really weird because, you know, most of the Alfred Hitchcock Presents shows are like, you know, mystery or murder based or something like that, you know, robbery based, something like that. This is kind of like a science fiction one, which is just kind of feels odd for a Alfred Hitchcock Presents episode. Now, Chris and Tom, I'm guessing you guys have not seen this episode before. Chris, what did you think of this?
I feel bad, but I certainly didn't dislike it. I thought it was perfectly fine. I thought the central performance was great. And kind of the way it ratcheted up tension was very Hitchcock-like. But I've seen quite a few doppelganger films where it's like, oh, here's, mm-hmm. you know, the evil twin, or here's the, you know, the evil double who's coming to steal your life, or that sort of thing. So I think it was an interesting exercise. I think the concept is great. Unfortunately, I think it's just a comparison because I've seen it done on a much bigger scale and on a little bit of a cooler scale. So it will always fall a little bit short for me. But there's certainly nothing to dislike about this episode. Like I said, it's very well acted. And the end, the ending suspense, all I could think of, and this is such a silly reference, but it's like those two Spider-Men pointing at each other. Like that meme where it's like, no, you're the real Spider-Man. No, yeah. I'm the real Spider-Man. No, I'm the real Spider-Man. So that made me chuckle a bit. And I do kind of like the idea of, was what the other Pelham saying actually true or not? There is an ambiguity there. It implies that, oh no, it's actually that the real Pelham has gone insane and is now institutionalized, but it's not said either way. We could have been following the evil Pelham the whole time, and we don't know. Mm-hmm. So I do appreciate that note, and yeah, I just think it's well done, but it's just not a kind of top tier episode for me.
Mm-hmm. Tom, what'd you think?
I enjoyed it, and to be honest, I haven't seen a lot of the episodes of the Hitchcock TV shows before that I remember. Like, I'm watching them as we're assigning them for our podcast, so this is pretty fresh to me, and it's a good story. And think about 1955, back in the day, people would have been pretty impressed by this. And I'm going to kind of revert to my hobby of talking about the cinematography and the storyboarding, realizing that in the scene where the butler comes into like the foyer of the man's apartment, and Pelham number two comes out of the living room and confronts Pelham number one, and it's a split screen. It's mm-hmm. the simplest example of they frame up one shot, they film one actor doing his bit on the left side, they film the other actor doing his bit on the right side, and then in post-production, they just merge the screen together. They put a split down the middle of the screen. It's mm-hmm. the most basic, old-school camera editing trick possible, but in the day with those viewers, it would have been pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. They would have been fairly intrigued by it. And you realize when you look at it, too, that there's a camera take where the number two Pelham talks and number one listens, and then number one just starts talking. So it's the simplest of edits. Mm-hmm. It's a one talk, the other talks. There isn't even a third back and forth. It's the simplest way possible they could have edited this. Now, Chris is a big fan of a little show called Orphan Black with Tatiana Maslany.
How did I know? How did and... I know? I was there thinking, because Tom said, I'm going to make a reference and you're going to love it. And I was like, okay. And I didn't think, but then when you were talking about the cinematography, I was like, he's going to talk about... yeah. Our new She-Hulk. No, but
think about...
So...
Yes.
But when you watch... Like, if you haven't seen Orphan Black, you've got to check it out. They've got scenes where she's playing, I think, seven characters in one scene in an apartment. Mm-hmm. Like, and they're all interacting with each other. And I'm like, how did they do that? That's mm-hmm. amazing. Like, that is modern cinematography for you, and the special effects and the skill of an actor, right? But that's one extreme to the other. But I think, in general, this was an interesting episode, and I enjoyed it. And, like, you're right, it is very very much about the man himself and his psychosis or his issues and his thoughts. So it's a very low-key episode, and I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. See, for me, I had actually just watched this not too long ago for when Annie and Catherine covered it on their show. And I didn't like it the first time I saw it, but watching it this time, I actually enjoyed it quite a bit more. And I liked the idea of this guy not knowing, like, who's this other person that he's following around. And I do like the ambiguity at the end of the episode of which is the real Mr. Pelham, because we still don't know at the end of the episode. And I think that leaves a very fascinating twist, and it gives you a lot to think about. So I really liked this episode. I thought it was a lot of fun. It was weird, though. Like, the one scene that's weird is when he comes back from lunch one day and his secretary's like, oh, I've got all this work for you. And he looks at it and he's like, well, this looks like my work, so I might as well just sign it anyways, right? I might as well just authorize all this stuff to be done because it's what I would have done anyways, even though he doesn't remember doing it. And I don't know. I thought it was a really good episode. It's told in flashback, you know.
So. Kind of a dream situation to have a double doing all your work for you.
Yeah.
And doing it to your to your standards, and you know, less work for you during the day, right? Haven't we always, hasn't everybody said they'd like to have someone to take care of their chores for them that they don't have to do them?
I mean, that's the beauty of doppelganger, is they run the gamut from kind of horror. So, like, in 2019 we had a film, you know, we had Us, which is a great, great horror film about evil doppelgangers and
doubles. Don't spoil yet. I've got it on my shelf
not,
to watch.
I promise I'm not spoiling anything, but that is literally the premise. It's about your doppelganger. Not spoiling it. Mm. You will love it.
Don't spoil it like you spoiled season 5 of Bates Motel.
Okay. No. It's too long. Not going to deal with this. It's a tiny spoiler. Grow up. But they range from sort of horror, and then you can have the comedy side of it. So there was that Paul Rudd Netflix show where it's like the best version of himself, and he's left as like the kind of crappy original. And, you know, see, there is a lot of fun to be having in those stories. I think it is interesting because it is a sort of unexplained sci-fi concept, the doppelganger, but they've existed for thousands of years, the idea of like an evil twin, a dark passenger... Doppelganger comes from like old Germanic mythology, the idea of someone walking around there with your face, and when you see them, they are going to try and kill you and take their place, like a changeling. So,
I don't want to get killed by my doppelganger.
Tom, let me ask you, which one do you think is the real Mr. Pelham in this? Do you think it's the guy who's...
Will the real Slim Shady please stand up?
The real Slim Shady.
Please stand up. Please stand up. I think it's the Genesis guy, the original guy, the main character.
The one we followed the
whole
time?
The man that we think it is, yeah. I think it is the man that we think it is. Because I guess that's the easy way to look at it. But perhaps... I don't know. I'm biased against Pelham number two. I don't think he's the real guy. Because he tried so hard to talk his way out of being accused of being the faker. Mm-hmm. I think he doth protest too much.
Yeah.
Protest too much. Chris, what do you think?
No, I agree. That whole thing with the tie at the end, and it's kind of the smugness and the demeanour. It's not as if, oh, I'm trying desperately to prove my real life. He's like, no. I'm taking your life. Accept it, be at peace with it. Here's a straitjacket, you know.
He's kind of talking like the Terminator at the end, right? Like he's, you're right. If he was really innocent and worried, he'd be more passionate or more emotional.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Yeah, I think I probably think that the one that we followed the whole time is as well the real Mr. Pelham, and you know that poor sequence where he's just like, no, I just bought this tie just to show that I could be different, and you know it kind of backfires on him at the end is kind of a good twist to the end of the episode. So, but yeah, I like this one. I'd recommend it. I definitely say check it out. So. Awesome. Well, that is our coverage this week for Alfred Hitchcock Presents. Next time we're covering an episode called Back for Christmas. So I think that's going to be fun to be doing this Christmas episode a little bit early. We'll be doing this in the summer months here. So, but that's okay. That's just a fun little way to get you guys some extra episodes. Thank you so much to the folks at the Fandom Podcast Network for hosting our show. Thank you very much as well to Jason Cullimore for creating our wonderful theme music. As we mentioned in the show, please check out our friends Annie and Catherine and their show Good Evening and Alfred Hitchcock Presents podcast, where they are also covering all of Hitchcock Presents episodes in a little bit more in-depth than we are. But it's a whole heck of a lot of fun, and between our two shows, you can get a near comprehensive look at the Grand Master's work. Well, you know where to find us. We're doing these extra episodes, but you guys know where to find us on Twitter and Facebook. Well, that's all we got for you tonight, though. So until next time, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.